This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location, one voice delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com, trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your
Yeah. Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. The official Democrat Party line for Biden on down is in place. It is irrelevant that federal law explicitly bans conducting protests in front of judges' homes or during church services, for that matter. Democrats approve of those protests, and when asked to explain, they'll tell you that it's because conservatives have protested around Democrat politicians. But by saying that, they show their complete and total ignorance about the difference between a politician, who is someone responsive to people, and judges, who shouldn't be responsive to anything except the law. Abortion bullies have been on the move, protesting at homes of Supreme Court justices and attacking churches. Both of those activities are illegal. Regarding the protests in front of the justices' houses, 18 U.S.C. 1507 is clear. It makes it a federal offense to conduct a protest in or near a building or residence occupied or used by a judge for the purpose of interfering with, obstructing, or impeding the administration of justice, or with the intent of influencing any judge in the discharge of his duty. And although it's not relevant, if you're wondering, under 18 U.S. Code 248, if it is a violation of federal law to intimidate, to interfere with any person lawfully exercising or seeking to exercise the First Amendment right of religious freedom at a place of religious worship. Now, the law means very little to Democrats. They care about it only when it benefits them. And in this case, there's no benefit, so they don't perceive it. So that's why on Tuesday, Ginger Goebbels, on her way out the door, stated that the president's position, which should be to have federal law enforcement arrest protesters outside the justice's home, is instead simply to encourage any such protest to be peaceful, albeit illegal. But it wasn't just Peppermint Patty and Biden. Chuck Schumer, the Senate Majority Leader, also thought peaceful protests were fine, especially adding that he felt that way because there's protests three, four times a week outside my house. Well, yeah, there is, Chuck, because you're in charge of the Senate. And right now, you and Pelosi and Biden are running the country. You keep telling us this. You keep telling us you're in charge. And, yeah, some of your crazier things are not being allowed to pass. But you know what? I'm surprised your house hasn't been burnt down. If conservatives can protest around me, pro-abortion people can protest around the Supreme Court justices' homes. However, that's not true, you dimwit. And it's important to point out that Joe Biden, Chuck Schumer, Rashida Tlaib, Elizabeth Warren, they're all lawyers. I mean, Warren was a law professor, and it is claimed Biden was too, but then again, Biden also claims that he drove a truck. The fact makes what I'm about to say all the more embarrassing for them, assuming they have the capacity to be embarrassed. There's a reason. There's a law protecting judges from protest, no matter how peaceful, and no corresponding law for politicians. Politicians are responsive. Judges are not. It's very simple. It's so simple. The federal judiciary in America works because we carve out a space for impartiality. Judges get lifetime appointments specifically so that their careers are not dependent on the whims and demands of the people. The moment a judge's decisions are obviously determined by favoritism, bribes, or threats, that patina of impartiality is over. It is gone. And that judge has got to be out too. He's got to go. For elected officials to say that a judge determining whether a principle is constitutional is precisely the same as a politician representing the will of the people is... it's a sham and it's shameful. And when those same elected officials are law school graduates who should be conversant, at least, with the Constitution and the way which courts should operate, such statements are a testament either to their stupidity or the fact that their ideological beliefs have overridden any semblance of intelligence. When I first got into Gun Talk Radio, which is what this is, sort of, when I first got into this, I saw a lot of, a bunch of SHTF and WROL scenarios where it was going to be basically bedlam, you know? Nothing in control, nothing but anarchy and chaos and everything around you. And... I don't think I'm going too far out on the limb here by saying that we exist right now in a WROL situation. There is no rule of law the way it's supposed to be administered, which is evenly. And that's where the part, that's part of the problem. Now, what we should be doing, what should be happening, and, Garland, this is all of these things should be impeachable offenses for all of the officials that are not doing something about it. Right now it's the DOJ, and the DOJ would be the first ones, I think, that we would hit with this because, they're the ones that are in charge of the federal law. They're the ones in charge of enforcing it. And when you choose to not enforce a law because it doesn't fit your narrative, it doesn't fit what's going on for you today, whatever it is, whatever the reason may be, then, things are amiss and they have to be corrected. They have to be corrected because at this moment, what the left doesn't understand about this is that what is good for the goose is good for the gander. We've already seen this. We've seen the way the left set up the immigration sanctuary cities and states. So what have people done? And I mean, it's still going on. It's not getting as much press, but it's still out there. Various states and municipalities and villages and counties are declaring themselves Second Amendment sanctuary cities, counties, states, municipalities. And of course the left gets out there and says, oh, you can do that, but it don't mean nothing. Well, it sort of does. I mean, right now you've got a bunch of states that are out there that have basically turned, made marijuana legal. I mean, there's a federal statute against marijuana use, possession, owning it, whatever. And instead, in certain states, in certain blue states where everybody loves it, they're out there selling it out of a little kiosk, a little pop truck. So, I mean, yeah, without rule of law, we're going to descend into something that's going to make tribalism look like, I don't know, it'll seem quite tame. Quite tame compared to what we're going to get out of this. Because if the right decides to go the way of the left, then there's going to be conflict and bloodshed. And the left thinks they want that, but they don't. They don't really. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health-giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwhyprotein.net. That's bestwhyprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price. price.
Check them out at aeroprecisionusa.com. Chicago has a very incompetent mayor. Mayor Lori Lightfoot. She's also, right now she's presiding over a city devolving into violent, bloody anarchy on the streets. But that's not enough, so she's decided to encourage violent protests at the homes of Supreme Court justices, believing, you know, that she believes to support a draft decision by Justice Samuel Alito overturning Roe v. Wade. That's a logical interpretation if two tweets she issued that Twitter believes do not violate their standards that prohibit advocating violence. First one, to my friends in the LGBTQ plus, whatever that means, what is the plus for community? The Supreme Court is coming for us next. This moment has to be a call to arms. Well, you know, reveille. And then, we will not surrender our rights without a fight to victory. Victory or death! No, that was the last Starfighter, I'm sorry. I wonder. And I wonder if the new owner of Twitter will look at these screen grabs that people, a lot of people screen grab those two tweets from the Her Honor, and they're going to be throwing them out there as soon as Elon gets in place, and I wonder if they will exercise the same standards to her as they exercise against President Trump. Call to arms and fight are both expressions that denote physical violence, and it is illegal to demonstrate in front of a judge's home. As I said earlier, Jordan Boyd of the Federalist notes that Lightfoot blamed President Trump for inciting the demonstration that featured an incursion of the U.S. Capitol. She tweeted at the time, "I am in disbelief with what is unfolding in D.C. right now. President Trump and his enablers incited this violence. Shame on every elected official in Congress and elsewhere who fomented this anti-democratic insurrection by extremists. This is not democracy. This is a disgrace." In the meantime, Mayor Lightfoot presides over something that looks a little bit like, I don't know, some of the Mad Max movies, or as she calls it, Chicago on Monday. And while she's presiding over this, her urging illegal and violent acts against the nation's highest court is all the more threatening. You know, the Chicago way, which was immortalized in the film The Untouchables, that's not any sort of way to actually run a justice system. Now, these abortion protests are not existing in a vacuum. We've heard various expressions of free speech like blank you, Alito, and abort the court as they leave his house. Crazed abortion protesters illegally descended on the homes of these guys. And Roe versus Wade was a ruling that was so badly reasoned back in 1973 that even liberal but principled Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg, she thought it was a dumpster fire. She thought it was hot garbage. According to Fox News, their dissent, led by a badly named group called Ruth Sent Us, was in violation of 18 U.S.C. 1503. Which I've already over and over mentioned this week. But the equally vile disruption of the sacred Catholic Mass by crazed maniacs lobbying with banners and foul shouting to kill children was also illegal. Neither of these naked violations of U.S. law were subject to any enforcement activity. And the brazen violators of these laws seemed to know this ahead of time. They acted like it, you know, they were dancing like nobody was watching. And this prompted Daniel Greenberg, the estimable investigative reporter at Front Page Magazine, to look a little closer. And guess what he found out? He found something, a Bay Area nest of harassing activists whose trail led squarely to billionaire hedge fund speculator George Soros. And we get this. Ruth Send Us is meant to appear grassroots. In reality, it's interlinked with a much larger network of leftist organizations. The site was registered by Sam Spiegel, the director of digital media, and an anti-Trump PAC known as Unseat, whose email contact is listed as Vigil for Democracy. Unseat and Vigil for Democracy also appear to share a post office box in Palo Alto, California. Vigil for Democracy, another anti-Trump group, had organized previous Supreme Court rallies. Ruth Send Us promotes activism through something called Strike for Choice, which its Twitter account describes as one of the national strikes under the Vigil for Democracy umbrella. Strike for Choice solicits donations to pay protesters, asking potential donors, would you commit to donating $58, $80, or $120 to support a person giving up paid work? Protest fundraising is being conducted through Open Collective, a leftist financial sponsor, which had previously partnered with Digital Infrastructure Fund, backed by $605,000 from the Ford Foundation, $50,000 from leftist Persian billionaire Pierre Omidyar, and $100,000 from George Soros' Open Society Foundation. So the Soros crew has partnered with Open Collective, which pays protesters to break the law, in full confidence that the law's not going to be enforced. Why wouldn't they show up? Does it sound like an inside job? It should. Greenfield says the full sponsorship of Ruth Send Us is muddy, but that network is able to utilize the tools of left-wing groups and is fundraising to pay protesters. Soros is not the only one. There's also a Democrat fat cat donor from Silicon Valley who is involved with Vigil for Democracy, which has Ruth Send Us under its umbrella. And we get this. This is a fixation of Vara Ramakrishnan, a tech CEO's wife and member of Raging Grannies, who has organized previous protests and has been described as a Vigil for Democracy volunteer. And her husband has made one single political donation to Kamala Harris. Vara is a frequent donor to Democrats, including Hillary Clinton and Obama. This is not grassroots. This is AstroTurf. This is a network of paid protesters serving as shock troops and goon squads for leftist billionaires like Soros and his Silicon Valley fanatic, Ramakrishnan. And they need to be arrested and thrown in jail. Will this happen? That's another story, I guess. We'll find out. And we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As the baby formula crisis continues, the Pentagon is giving more details on where things stand with Operation Fly Formula, an initiative started by the Biden administration to send aircraft overseas to acquire baby formula and bring it back to the United States. Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby is asked at a briefing if the military is involved in any other ways in terms of the formula shortage.
Right now, the extent of it is using DOD, really Transportation Command's contracting vehicles to find commercial aircraft to fly this formula.
Wall Street ending the week flat at the closing bell. The Dow gaining 8 points to close out the week at 31,261. You're listening to USA Radio News. Hillary Clinton agreed to share unverified information on Russia and Donald Trump back in 2016. That testimony Friday came from her former campaign manager in a trial involving campaign lawyer Michael Sussman, who's accused of lying to the FBI. Prosecutors say Sussman failed to reveal he was working for Clinton's presidential campaign when he told the FBI he had evidence of a Russian link to former President Trump. Attorney General Merrick Garland says nobody should live in fear for being attacked because of where they are from, what they look like, whom they love, or how they worship. Garland's comments on Friday come nearly a week after 10 people died at a Buffalo supermarket. He called what happened there a racially motivated hate crime. He also said the Justice Department will use every tool to investigate and combat hate crimes. You're listening to USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com.
I'm going to tell you the problem with the left. The left defaults to violence. And with each and every passing day, more and more of you are aware of this defaulting to violence. And with this, and I mean, not just violence, destruction, bloodshed, that's good. That's all good stuff. It's all on the table. And with this upcoming Supreme Court decision, this upcoming ruling on abortion, they're probably going to pull this very often used tool from their belt and once again resort to carnage and mayhem. And already they vandalized several Catholic churches last weekend and firebombed a Right to Life group headquarters. A bullet was fired into the office of the Virginia Attorney General this week as well. Exactly how many, I mean, how do we interpret this? I mean, bullets getting fired through the window. I'm like, somebody's shooting at me. I think it is time to shoot back. Violence is already here. And what we have right now is the pregame warm-up. And they're warming up for what is to what they intend to bring to you. To you. Now, the reality is they have consistently resorted to violence and sanctioned attacks against civilians. Many of the Vietnam protests turned into riots.
Domestic terrorists belonging to the Weather Underground bombed school buildings, the U.S. Capitol, and the Pentagon. The Sudanese Liberation Army robbed banks, set off bombs, murdered innocent people, and kidnapped Patty Hearst. In recent years, staff of the Trump administration, like Sarah Huckabee Sanders, where she was confronted in a restaurant and asked to leave the business. Actions fully supported by politicians like Mad Maxine Waters. Mad Maxine encouraged her followers to publicly accost Trump officials. Now, you know, anyway. It used to be, and I sit here, and when I sit here and I think about this, it used to, and it's because this used to be a regular thing, but a statement by a politician like this would earn a well-deserved censure in the House, whatever that brings with it. But now it's accepted and even supported, and there's no uproar to it at all. 5 years ago, not quite 5 years ago, a Bernie bro, a supporter, buying into the rhetoric of us being Nazis and, just everything. Misogynists, racists, all these things. Well, he decided to, he shot and wounded Representative Steve Scalise during a baseball game, and he tried to kill everybody there. If you're going to encourage an act of aggression, you're probably going to get an act of aggression. This characterization we were fed with a dull spoon of the riots of 2020 as mostly peaceful protest by the fake stream and the Democrat leadership, that's just reinforcing their willingness to cross the line into outright violence to make their point. And the media love violence because violence is good for the ratings and clicks on the web. They will highlight the carnage that is to come and make sure we all see it on the nightly news. And this is meant to both intimidate you. They'll be looking, the unspoken thing will be they'll be looking at the camera going, this is coming to your neighborhood near you. But the domestic terrorists are painted as patriots and freedom fighters. And they, like the Democrat leadership, see the violence as justified, a means to an end for their social agenda. Right now, let the fear, the fear-mongering has begun. They're trying to whip their constituents into a frenzy. Warnings that same-sex marriages could be on the chopping block and interracial marriage rights will face removal at the ceiling. These are all the calling cards left by the progressive left. And the View went so far as to warn that fascism is coming. Now, we can laugh at the View if you want to, but they do have an audience. Apparently a gullible one. Because they watch them, and no matter how cackling and grating it is to listen to them just exist, it is still a problem. So right now they're literally stoking the coals to start a fire that simply is non-existent. And in doing so, they're complacent in whatever violence may come. And they're also complacent in whatever violence may meet their followers. Now, in the past, the extreme left was the source of mayhem, far removed from the Democratic Party of John F. Kennedy. And the problem today is that the Democrat Party and the extreme left are one and the same. We no longer need sit around and go, oh, but they're all Americans. No, they're not. They don't want to be. Or they want to be Americans in a way, maybe Che Guevara wanted to. They've shifted so far left. This whole violent fringe is where the mainstream party, that's where they sit. And as such, they have no issue with utilizing violence to achieve their ends. Machiavelli would be so proud. There will be blood from this because their other more traditional tactics are failing. Calling us Nazis or racists, they've done it so much it no longer has any meaning. Painting parents as domestic terrorists, that's backfired. Defaming and degrading perhaps the most choice weapons in their arsenal only further alienates people. The American public is tired of the rhetoric. America is numb to their false polls. They're numb to their pundits and their late-night show hit jobs. Censorship and demonization of conservatives on social media reached a tipping point with the Twitter purchase by Musk. With midterms coming, even the most jaded person can see the tide is turning against the left. All they have left now is brute force. And, you know, the barometer for support of this tactic was a lack of action from the White House, and I didn't expect anything other than that. But on their own, these protests are clearly attempts to influence the justice's decision, which has not been issued, a violation of federal law. White House, did they condemn these actions or warn off the protesters with arrests? Did the mumbler-in-chief speak out against this and attempt to quell the anger? No. And while they asked for no violence or threats, they saw no issues with this kind of personal harassment. In essence, they signaled to the crowd, go for it. And right now, we are in no man's land between the illegal leak of the court's decision and the formal announcement of their ruling and the final decision. Rest assured, protest signs are being printed and plans for large-scale riots are underway. The progressives are akin to spoiled children. If they don't get their way, a temper tantrum is inevitable. And I would love for myself, I would love to be wrong about this. I fear what is to come. Because we're looking at people. They're coming at us and they intend to be bloody with us. These are people who would advocate for the killing of unborn children. What do you think they're going to think about harming adults who are in their way? This could be a very long and painful summer. Could be vicious and bloody. Plan accordingly. Plan accordingly. Every time, and I mean, you know, this means when you go to a restaurant, there's no more of this, well, we're just going to go to a restaurant, nothing's going to happen here. Admit to yourself something's probably going to, plan for something to happen there. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scent hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Guns.com Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
Holster Duck. For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at aeroprecisionusa.com. That is what could be referred to as faulty depth perception when you push the wrong button first and then the other one. We are currently in uncharted revolutionary territory, facing things that we've never had to face, witnessing things over the next 5 months that once would have seemed unimaginable. When I was stationed in Europe in the 80s, we were there to prevent or fight the land war inside Europe. And it would be between two nuclear powers, and it would have been World War III. And we never had that, and we never thought we would see it. And now we are witnessing a major land war inside Europe directly involving a nuclear power. In desperation, Russia's impaired and unhinged leader, Russian President Vladimir Putin, now talks trash about the likelihood of nuclear war. And in the interim, our Don Quixote-like president, Joe Biden, bellows back that his war-losing nuclear adversary is a murderer, a war criminal, and a butcher who should be removed from power. Nice, huh? Then we get, you know, we've had a year of politicizing the U.S. military, their self-induced catastrophe in Afghanistan. And the result of that is we have lost deterrence. Oh, I mean everywhere. Everywhere. China, Iran, North Korea, Russia. Right now they're sitting around, you know, they're sitting around and rubbing their hands together like the prototypical villain of the old cartoon days, conniving how to best exploit this rare window of global military opportunity. The traditional bedrocks of our American system, stable economy, energy independence, vast surpluses of food, hallowed universities, a professional judiciary, law enforcement, and a credible criminal justice system, well, they're coming apart at the seams if they're not already gone in some cases.
Gas and diesel prices are hitting historic levels. Inflation is at a 40-year high. New cars and homes are unaffordable. I made a deal on my house, and I'm glad I did it when I did it. And this time last year, I bought my vehicle before all of these $16,000, $12,000 upcharges started happening. I'm glad I did that, too. I wasn't a genius for doing that. I was just lucky. The necessary remedy of high interest and tight money will be almost as bad as the disease of hyperinflation. You know, very chillingly, there is no southern border for all due purposes. And we can expect 100 million foreign nationals to swarm this summer in the United States without any sort of audit, COVID testing, or vaccination. Although they will have plenty of baby formula there for them. And none will have any worry of consequence for breaking U.S. immigration law, because right now we're breaking all kinds of federal laws all over the place. And the government is letting it happen. Police are underfunded and increasingly defunded. District attorneys deliberately release violent criminals without any charges. And, you know, here's a good example. The other day, you had thousands of people witnessing a deranged man with a knife attacking Dave Chappelle on stage at the Hollywood Bowl, and the L.A. County D.A. refused to press felony charges. We have murder and assault that are spiraling. Carjacking and smash-and-grab thefts are now normal big city events. Crime has become mostly a political matter. Ideology, race, and politics determine whether the law is even applied. Supermarket shelves are thinning, and meats are now beyond the budgets of millions of us. An American president and a first casually warns of food shortages. Since we're not on the southern, what would be the southern border, there is no baby formula here in the interior. Politics are resembling the violent last days of the Roman Republic. We have an illegal leak of a possible impending Supreme Court reversal of Roe v. Wade that allows state voters to set their own abortion laws. And this is bad. I mean, this has created national hysteria. We can't have that. So, while that's happening, now we have the White House tacitly approving mobs of protesters showing up Supreme Court justices' homes to rant and bully them into altering their vote. There's no free speech on any more campuses. Merit is disappearing. Admissions, hiring, promotion, retention, grading, and advancement are predicating increasingly on mouthing the right orthodoxy or belonging to the proper racial, gender, or ethnic category. But when the new campus commissariat finally finishes absorbing the last redoubts in science, math, engineering, medical, and professional schools, we're going to slide into permanent mediocrity and irreversible declining standards of living. You may be asking, what happened? I'll tell you what happened. All of this was this was put in place, and it is happening the way it was designed to happen. All of these catastrophes are self-induced. This is not fate. These are choices. The U.S. has the largest combined gas, coal, and oil deposits in the world. It possesses the know-how to build the safest pipelines and to ensure the cleanest energy development on the planet. Inflation was a Biden choice. So for short-term political advantage, he kept printing trillions of dollars, incentivizing labor non-participation, and keeping interest rates at historic lows at a time of pent-up global demand. The administration wanted no border. Only that way can politicized, impoverished immigrants repay left-wing undermining the entire legal immigration system with their fealty at the ballot box. Once esoteric, crackpot academic theories, modern monetary theory, critical legal theory, critical race theory, they now dominate policymaking in the Biden administration. And the common denominator in all of this is ideology overruling common sense and pragmatism. The ruling elites would rather be politically correct failures and unpopular than politically incorrect, successful, and popular. And Is that not the tired story of left-wing revolutionaries from the 18th century France to early 20th century Russia to their contemporary disasters in Cuba and Venezuela? Reckoning is on the horizon. Because you, the American people, you're rejecting the calamitous policies of 2021, 2022. And yet the radical cadre surrounding a cognitively inert Biden still push them through by executive orders and bureaucratic directives and deliberate cabinet non-performance. Because the left has no confidence that their actual policies would actually be constitutional or ratified. So the public is now pushing back and expect at the ground level more doxing and cancel culture and deplatforming and ministries of disinformation, swarming the private homes of officials they target for bullying, and some likely violent demonstrations in our streets this summer. They're going to do their best to ignore Supreme Court decisions. They're going to illegally cancel student debt, which I hope they do, and likely by the fall issue more COVID lockdowns. And they still dream of packing the court and ending the filibuster and scrapping the Electoral College, adding more states, and flooding the November balloting with hundreds of millions more dollars of dark money from Silicon Valley. When they undermine the system and earn the wrath of the people and face looming disasters is the polls, it is then that they prove the most dangerous. And you should bear that in mind. We are aware. Awareness means you're forearmed. Coming up next, it's going to be Dean Weingarten. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Nexus Sights makes the brightest, fastest night sights in any light. Are you truly prepared for a high-stress self-defense situation at any time, day or night? Improve your self-defense capabilities with XS's Tritium Night Sights. From big dots to three dots, XS has options that deliver bright and easy-to-see sights in low light, bright light, or at the range. Use promo code LNL21 for 10% off your purchase. Get on target faster in any light with XS Sights.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.